Still another.
Yeah, behind the scenes with
Santa and Mrs. Claus. Yes. Good to have you all visiting again.
Yeah, I hope everybody is well out there and doing good.
So, So it may seem early, but we're actually going to talk about how to do a Santa visit at a mall. Mm-hmm. So there's some do's and don'ts that you should be aware of. And if you haven't already gone through this yourselves and found out the don'ts, we're gonna advise you how to avoid them.
Yeah.
So, because I'll tell you, that can be one of the most frustrating things is taking your kid to a mall, or it can be disappointing.
You know, especially if this is one of your first times and you're really looking forward to getting a nice photo and you get anything but.
Yeah, and you, obviously these photos you want to keep around for a long time, or videos or whatever the case may be.
Well, that's true too, videos, yeah.
So you want to make sure you maximize the visit for your child, which will give you the best results.
Absolutely.
So, and it won't take us long. We've just got a few ideas for you.
Yeah, there's not a lot of things really that you can prepare for. Because, so much depends upon environment and how the child feels. Mm-hmm. But we'll give you a few tips.
And we're going to talk about how to get that child to feel right.
Yeah.
So let's just delve into it, shall we?
Yes.
Okay. Now, first off, I mean, there's still a lot of people that take their kids to the mall. Yes, he's here.
Oh, sorry.
There's a lot. We got a little rascal here again, and we thought we locked him out.
Yeah. Apparently, I locked him in.
Somehow, he's a magician. He worked his way through them. But anyway, so getting back to how to best do a mall visit. Well, first off, let me offer this up. A lot of the malls, especially your bigger malls now, will actually take reservations.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. Well, boy, that just eliminates a whole lot of hassle of waiting in lines or waiting a long time or hoping that there aren't 100 kids in front of yours and that kind of thing.
Yes.
So if you can do reservations and you know you're going to get pictures made, that would be a strong recommendation to do that, because they actually are pretty good about keeping the kids flowing.
The lines going. And of course, if that's possible, obviously both you and the child are going to be far fresher and a lot less frustrated than having to wait.
You're not going to wait a half hour or better just to see Santa.
Yes.
So
if
that's a good idea for you, I would strongly advise you to do that.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, for those that are more, seat of the pants kind of thing, or just, I'm going to the mall anyway, I'll take my son or daughter to go see Santa, or both kids or whatever. Well, here's some things to think about. The first of weather is always a factor, and you'll have to decide whether the weather is working for you or not.
Right.
But let's say it's a beautiful day, and you get to the mall, and there's a big line.
Yeah.
Big line. Well, kids don't have patience. I don't have to tell you this. You already know it.
That's true.
But you try and get a kid to stand in a line. And especially if they're at all a little shaky about seeing Santa in the first place.
Especially the younger ones. I think the older ones
are more tolerant.
And they know they want to see Santa. They want to tell Santa what they want for Christmas. So they're more willing to stand in line. But a toddler, not so much, because they don't really understand Santa.
If you're in that 1 year to 3 year range, you've got it. Chances are your child isn't going to be all that thrilled to see Santa when he gets on his lap anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
And the key to that is patience. Don't force it. Don't,
No.
if you have to come back another time, that's a better thing than trying to traumatize your child because they don't want to be on Santa's lap.
That's true.
And that's one thing. That's one of the reasons why I won't do malls is I don't have the patience from the kids to let them calm down and get used to seeing me and let them see me with other kids and that kind of thing. Everybody's in a hurry to get in, get the picture.
Well, and that's really the mall itself, too. Yes. I mean, even if the Santa would like to spend more time, he's really not allowed to.
He's told to keep the thing moving because there's lots of kids. So, here's a couple ideas. First off, do it early. As soon as Santa's in the chair, you want to be one of those first people in line.
Yeah.
Because the Santa's fresh.
Uh-huh.
The kids are fresher.
Yep.
You're feeling better.
Exactly.
You know, so, and that goes a whole lot smoother than going in when prime time, you know, like from 11 to 3 kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Where there's everybody and their brother, especially on weekends.
True, true.
So, the other thing is if you can do it during the week, that would be better than doing it on a weekend.
Because
everybody's trying to get there at that point in time.
True, true.
Now, if that's not possible, I understand. But again, I would go for the early visit.
Yeah, if you can.
Or the registered visit.
Uh-huh.
You know, the reservation. So, and then the other thing is, like I said, make sure the child's in a good mood.
Well, and
they're not feeling well.
And I think, for sure that. And the other tip is, and it doesn't matter whether you've been waiting or not, or you got an appointment. If you have a smaller child, probably from a year to at least 2 years, and this is through our experience, a lot of parents stand there and go, oh, look at Santa. See that Santa. Watch Santa. Don't do that, because the more the child looks at Santa, sees Santa, the less they want to come.
They get more apprehensive as you do that.
Exactly.
So if anything, you want to show them the decorations around the
place.
Keep
their eyes to you.
To other kids and to you. Yeah.
And then when you get to Santa, if you have a small child, literally there's only a few seconds where you can get a good picture, believe it or not, but it is. It's like 3 or 4 seconds.
Yep.
What you want to do is basically plop the child down on Santa's lap. By the time the child figures out where they are, more often than not, they get a pretty decent picture.
Yeah, don't fuss with their clothes.
Yeah, just,
don't
yeah,
sit
that's
there
the
and,
other thing. Yeah.
And start doing their hair once they're on Santa's lap.
No.
If you haven't got that look that you want, don't put him or her on Santa's lap until you do.
Yes.
Because you've just ruined the picture for yourself.
Yes.
So once you drop them on Santa's lap, as Mary said, step out of the way, let them take the picture.
Yeah.
You know, if they're being good,
then you can fuss with them or adjust them.
If they're having fun,
absolutely.
Then believe me, the Santa's having fun, the kids are having fun, and you'll have fun and get some gorgeous shots.
Absolutely. But, you know, you'll see that little face look up afterwards and look up. And the other side of that is then they're going, oh, this is not where I want to be. But like I said, more often than not, if you do it the way we suggest, you at least get a decent picture. It may not be a smiling picture, but at least it's a decent picture.
Put yourself in the kid's face. See all that fur on.
Yeah, that's true.
On the painting behind. I mean, that's all they're seeing is all this fur. I look like a monster to them.
Huge.
You know, I mean, you really do. Once you're on there and everybody's going, oh, pet the fur, pet the... They don't want to touch that fur. You're an animal. So...
Yeah.
So don't think like you think.
Yes.
Think the way a child thinks.
Exactly. And that also goes really to a home visit or any other kind
Anything.
Of visit.
Any
you know,
visit with
if,
Santa.
If you have a child that you know is a little... you know, stranger danger kind of thing. Just do it that way. We have done so many pictures And there's been so many opportunities I've seen where we could have gotten the picture and mom or dad come in and they're fussing and they're doing this and that. And by the time they step away, it's done. The child is screaming.
And half the time they're fixing parts on the child that aren't going to be in the picture anyway.
Well, that's true too.
I mean, you know, if their pants are pulled up on the, you may or may not see the child's leg.
Yeah.
So, you know, to sit there and oh, let's make sure that pant leg doesn't have a crease in it.
Yeah.
You've just lost your chance.
Yeah.
So,
Santa also, because they, you know, he knows he holds so many children, he's going to do a quick look at the
child too. I do it myself.
So if the dress is pulled up or something is a little off, he can fix it quicker than you can. And again, stay within that time frame of not being looked at.
And, you know, there are good Santas that take care of that, and there are Santas that don't. If you're in a line, watch the Santa.
Well, that's true.
If the Santa is taking care of things
as
soon as they get the child, that means hands off, you don't have to.
Yeah.
But if you try and interfere and get that perfect look, you're going to lose the picture. So anyway, those are just a few ideas. But, but like I said, you'll have a happier experience if you're prepared and know what to look for.
Absolutely. On these things. Absolutely.
And, you know, and nowadays, I mean, pictures aren't cheap. We know that.
No, they're really not. And you know, the other thing, it gives a child a better experience. With Santa, and as they get older, then they won't be again perhaps as fearful as they get older. So
I mean, it's always amazing when I've had so many kids come back year after year, and parents will say, "Oh my God, he cried so bad last year with Santa and this, that, and the other." Well, he's a whole year older now.
That's
or
true.
Or she's a whole year
that
older
is true.
Now.
Yeah.
And they have a whole different concept.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
Absolutely. Look
at how much they change in a year.
Yeah.
So don't be surprised at that if they're fussy between the ages of one year and three, and then all of a sudden four, and they're hugging the heck out of me. You know, that's just normal.
Uh-huh.
So anyway.
Yeah, so we hope that this... helps you some on
gives you some ideas,
give you some tips and ideas of mall visits and really any and some of these are any Santa visits as we said.
Yeah.
And then you know, we're doing of course this series on Santas and you know what it takes to be Santa, how to hire a Santa, how to be with Santa. So our next one we're going to talk about more. Of how to hire a Santa, what steps you need to do if you want
to. And what to look for.
Yeah, what if you want a home visit, you know, a lot of people don't have clue one as to how
Where to
get
go.
That established. Yeah, yeah. So we'll be addressing that for next time.
Yeah, and we'll give you all kinds of good ideas, and you'll have a whole smorgasbord of how to choose a Santa on that one. So.
Exactly.
Well, we hope this helps you or helps your visits in the future, and by all means, if you have any questions or anything, email us.
Or just leave a comment.
Or leave a comment.
And we
love to answer comments.
Yeah, we love to answer your
First
comments.
Thing I do in the morning, look for those comments.
Yeah.
And I respond as soon as I see them. So.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because we love the fact that you are enjoying these. So by all means, keep coming back. And of course, subscribe if you haven't. Please.
Yes. Please do. Yeah.
And look at our stores and stuff. We would appreciate any help you want to give us.
Yeah, you know, my birthday's, this is May, is my birthday month. And so my birthday month is coming up. So,
it's here.
Your birthday is coming up. But if you want to support us and something like that,
give her a present. Buy something.
Yeah, go to our stores. So, and remember, we're on the twice a month, 10th and the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
So join us if you have a chance. Thanks.
Please.
Yeah.
And check out our other videos.
Please do.
Well, thanks so much for coming again, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next one.
Bye-bye.
Take care.